Maybe we could take a break partway through.
Sure.
This is Mimi Luberman, tape recording an interview with Karis Wilson for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, on March 24th, 1982, at her home in Aptos, California.
We sure got all the data.
Didn't I?
If I did that when I was making tapes, I would have no problem, but I never do. And then I don't label them properly, and then I have to go through and try both sides of the tape and see what's on it, and I record things over other things. I would never make an archivist.
Well, now, I don't know. You've been taping interviews for a number of people?
I taped Willard Van Dyke and Beaumont Newhall on this trip for particular things that I wanted to have on tape, to have a record of. And before that, the last thing I did, which was a horrible mess, I taped Cole before I wrote the introduction for his book.
Which has just come out.
Yeah. And I did four sides of two 90-minute tapes. And I didn't pay any attention to the thing. I didn't check it. I put it on high. I put it on the table. And the thing is so garbled and such a mess that I can figure out what it's saying most of the time, but the person I gave it to, the type,
had a very difficult time. I'm going to double check now. I'm so nervous from all that.
Yeah, now I got it.
So it's easy to have happen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very upsetting.
Well, you always ought to check. But I just get so absorbed in what I'm doing, I don't.
Well, this one has this, which I've never had before, has this end alarm that's supposed to flash when you're getting at the end of the tape. And I think that's the best gadget. I haven't seen another one.
That's a good idea. No,
because it's sometimes they click off, but sometimes you really don't notice. And then you
mine goes whee!
Oh, it does.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
So I know it's quit, but it does that considerably after it stopped recording.
That's right. Well, you've been working on this biography how long? When did you get the idea to start on that?
Oh, I got the idea some years ago when I got so annoyed at some of the things that were being written about Edward that sounded preposterous to me. And I just don't have the time or the resources to go ahead and do it. So this is my second year trying to get a Guggenheim Fellowship, which I didn't get this time either. And so I have to dig up some more money somewhere, but meanwhile I've got considerable stirred on the material I want to get, not much on writing. Make notes, sort of scrappy notes here and there.
Well, you've done a lot of writing. I was amazed when I looked at the California in the West book. And you wrote that. That's a huge book that you basically wrote. How did you,
I didn't have any inhibitions in those days.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, I know a little bit about your background, about your grandmother. And I gather, were you raised in the kind of circle where you knew a lot of art authors and artists?
Yes, to the extent that my family consisted of a writing father and a writing grandmother and great aunt, and everybody in Carmel was doing something. Already people all painted or at the very least acted in forest theater plays and took themselves pretty seriously. So I was around a lot of that. I just took it for granted I would be a writer. I think, like most young people, I didn't take it for granted it would be a lot of work to do it. But it just happened.
Well, had you written before you started on the California and the West? Did you keep journals?
Yes, I kept journals, and I was all set to be a poet.